X leapt into the air just as Husky fired. The bullets narrowly missed X and cut through the bottom of his cape. X landed and closed the distance, moving fast and low. Husky fired again. The blast cut through the cape again, but didn't touch X. X grabbed the shotgun with both hands. Husky refused to let go.
You used to be a good cop, Husky.
Let go!
When you look in the mirror tomorrow morning, remember, this is your first and last warning.
X slammed the barrel of the gun into Husky's face. Husky's head snapped back, and several teeth flew from his mouth as he crumpled to the concrete. Inside the bodega, a panicked Corso had had enough. He pushed past Mr. and Mrs. Lye, down a short hall, and out a side door.
Oh, man. I do not need this.
Corso quickly made his way toward the alley behind the bodega. A length of chain wrapped around Corso's head like a whip.
No!
X stood on the rooftop of the bodega and pulled Corso up the side of the building by his chained head.
Come here, newbie. I need to borrow something.
Back inside the shop, Shepard looked around nervously, his Glock in hand. The other hand held his cell phone.
Not f***ing around here! I need backup now!
Backup is en route, Lieutenant.
Shepard's phone beeped, and he glanced at the screen. The screen said, incoming call, Corso.
The hell?
Shepard held the phone to his ear.
Corso?
No.
A freshly panicked Shepard pointed his gun toward the front door.
Show yourself, you son of a bitch!
Not yet. How about we shine a light on you, Officer Shepard?
Shepard moved slowly toward the front doors of the bodega, gun stretched in front of him. He pressed himself against the cracked front window and peered through the grime, out into the night, frantically looking for any glimpse of X.
You pretend to fight drug dealers, but instead, you work for them.
Shepard moved into the open doorway. He kept his Glock up and pointed in front of him. His face took on an increasingly nervous look.
You eliminate the competition and prey on those you've sworn to protect.
X slowly rose from behind a counter, several feet behind Shepard. He held Corso's cell phone to his head.
That's understandable.
Because your boss runs the whole thing, doesn't he?
Shepard's eyes narrowed as he heard X's voice behind him. He swung around and brought up his gun as X leapt over the counter.
You're dead!
X body-checked Shepard through the already cracked storefront window. Shepard landed hard on the concrete outside. X moved to the doorway, a piece of paper in his hand.
This is your first and final warning.
X moved out of the bodega towards Shepard. Shepard was barely conscious, but he managed to roll over as X stopped and loomed over him.
Tell El Jefe I'm coming for him next.